Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Levi Langer. Meseches Kedushin has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Taub. Bizchus Refuah Shelema, Moshe Nachman, Ben Malka Miriam.
Meseches Kedushin, Daf Samach Ches. The Gemara says, Omar Abaye, Hakoil Moedim, everyone agrees, Bevo al Hanido va al Hasoito, that if someone has Bia with a Nida or with a Soito, which is defined by the Rishonim, Rashi Toisus, as a case where his wife, his Ishtoi, was a Zinsa Olo, so she has a din of a Soito, and she's a Surla Baala. And if he's bo oleho on the nido or the soita, she'ein havlad mamzer, everyone agrees that the child will not be a mamzer. Rashi explains that even though we have the machloikas between Shimon Hatimoni and Rabbi Akiva, Shimon Hatimoni holds that vlad mamzer is only when the bia was a chayve krisos, only then is the child a mamzer, and Rabbi Akiva holds that yesh mamzer mechayve lavin, that even if the bia was just an madrega of a chayve lavin, aloysa say the child's a mamzer, that both will agree in these two cases that the child is not a mamzer, that's nida, even though that's actual krisus, and even Shimon Hatimoni should have held that the child is a mamzer, we still say he's moida, Vlad is not a mamzer by nida, and soita, which is an iser of soita labala, which is a loisase, and Rabbi Kiva should have held that the Vlad is a mamzer, he holds yesh mamzer mechavi lavin, still Rabbi Kiva is moida by the case of soita, that the child is not a mamzer. The Gemara goes on and it gives the source for the case of Nida, why we all agree that the bia on the Nida does not generate Vlad Mamzer, and the Gemara brings the Pasuk, Usehi Nidosa Olov, Afilu Bashas Nidosa Tehe Bahavai. That's a drosha on the word Tehi, which implies there's Havai, that is a Tfisas Kedushin, and since there is a Kedushin, even in the case with she is a Nida, therefore the child is likewise not a Mamzer. That only answers, of course, how we know that by Nida everyone agrees that the Vlad is not a mamzer. It doesn't answer how the Gemara knows that by the case of Soita Labala, that the child is also not a mamzer. And Tosis brings down this question from Rashi in Masechet Yevamos, and he brings down that Rashi in Yevamos says a teretz, which really we have Rashi over here saying something similar, that the reason that we know it is because Shaharei Adayin Kedushin Tovsin Bo. Since the original Kedushin that he had with her, remember we're talking about a case where his Ishtoi was Zinsa Olov, that means he was already married to her and she was Mizana Berotzoin, and she became a Soita and a Surla Baala. That original Kedushin that he had upon her is not Poka, it did not vanish, it remains. Adayin Kedushin Tovsin Bo, Rashi over here says the same thing. So therefore, that demonstrates that Kedushin is still upon this Soita Labala, and Mela the Vlad is also likewise not a Mamzer, because that depends upon, that's Tolu in, where the Kedushin is Toyface upon her. Tosis makes a diuk in Rashi's Loshoin, and apparently Rashi held that this din that Bo al Hasoita, that the Vlad is not a Mamzer, and Rashi says it's because the marriage that was in effect still remains in effect, the Kedushin is still Toyface, that Tosis says it's apparent that that only applies according to Rashi's understanding, in a case where he did not divorce the Soita and then Bo'oleha, but rather that the original marriage still remained. And there we say that the marriage is not automatically Poka, it remains, so therefore she has also a din that her child, not a mamzer. Masha Inkain, Rashi would hold, Loktosis, that if he would divorce the Soita and then be Bo'oleha, and he, let's say he would take her back, we would say that actually the Kedushin would not be Toyface according to Bekiva, and that the child would be a mamzer because Rashi's Svara doesn't have any Mokoim in that scenario. Rashi's whole svara is based on the fact that we know that a soita labala, the condition doesn't vanish. But we don't have any mocker, on the other hand, to say that if he divorces her, he could take her back too, and it would be tfisa kedushin that we don't see. So Rashi will hold that according to Akiva, there won't be tfisa kedushin by a soita labala that got divorced. He wants to take her back, and he will hold that the child will be a mamzer if she was divorced, according to Akiva. That's what Taisa is medayik from Rashi, and he asks on that a big kasha from Megmor Masechti Yevomis, which Taisa says is mashma clearly in the sugya in Yevamos, that even machzir soitasoi ein havlad mamzer. So even the fellow who divorced his wife, who was a soita and zinsa olov, and then takes her back, the child's still not a mamzer, and this Tosis considers to be a kasha on Rashi. Tosis therefore goes with an alternative mahalach in the name of the Ri, that the Ri said that the halacha, that soita labala, that we're saying Rabbi Kiva is moida, the vlad not a mamzer, this does not come from Rashi's svar, the kedushin is still upon her, but rather it comes from a mashmua sakra, from an implication of the pasuk there, that Tosis says that discusses the case of Soit Labala, which is the Pasuk of Lo Yuchal Bala Horishoin, etc., etc., Loshu Lakachto, Achre Asheruhtamo. So that the Pasuk of Achre Asheruhtamo, Tosis points out that the Gemara tells us that Achre Asheruhtamo is a drasha that alludes to a Isha who was Zinsa al Bala, she's a Soit Labala, and he can't take her back, the Pasuk says. And the end of the Pasuk, Tok Tosis says, Lihiois Loy Leisha. So Lias Leisha, that implies that there is a Havaya, that there is a Tvisa Kedushin when he does take her back. So therefore we have an actual Pasuk, not like Rashi works with Svaras and the fact that we find its Kedushin is not Paka, the Kedushin doesn't vanish. According to Tosfos, an actual Drasha, a Gilui Hakra, that tells me that a person who's Machzir Soitah, takes his Soitah back after having divorced her, the Kedushin is Toifes, Lias Leisha, and the next step is, since it's Tafsi Kedushin based upon this drosha of the Pasuk, therefore its child is likewise not a mamzer. That's Tosfos' Shita. At the end of Tosfos, Tosfos wraps it up by bringing the Shita of Rabbi Shloimeh Midrivash, that Rabbi Shloimeh Midrivash goes on Rashi, and he learns up Rashi differently from the way Tosfos learns. He understands that afilu, according to Rashi, there would not be a distinction between a case where he didn't divorce the Saita and she still remains married, or a case where he divorced the Saita and his question of taking her back, because the Rav Shlomo Midrivash understood in Rashi that Rashi meant as a kind of a litmus test. Since we find that the Kedushin is not Poka, if he didn't divorce her yet, and Kedushin remains, he's still married to the Saita, Kedushin doesn't vanish. So therefore, in that case, the child won't be a mamzer. And Rav Shlomo Midrivash says that Rashi is going to hold that by extension, by logical extension, we're going to say that in the case where he divorced her and wants to take her back and is Bo'aleha, that that is not anymore chomor. The bia on the Saita after divorcing her is in Savora not more chomor. It's not more severe than the bia on the Saita before he divorced her. Since the bia on the Saita before he divorced her, the child is not a mamzer. Therefore, logic tells me the bia on the Saita after divorces her also not a mamzer, and since it's not a mamzer, therefore there will be tefisas kedushin. So Rav Shlomo Midrivash learns Rashi differently from the way that the Ikra Mahalach of Tosfos learns Rashi. Tosfos learns up in Rashi that all we have in the din of Bo'al Hasoita is that the Vlad's not a mamzer if he remained married to her and never divorced her. According to Rav Shlomo Midrivash's understanding of Rashi, from there we learn by logical extension that Hu Adin, even if he did divorce her, Rashi will still hold that the child is not going to be a mamzer, because it's not more chomor than the case of Bo'al Hasoita, who's still married, and once the child's not a mamzer, therefore there will be Tvisas Kedushin. So, two mahalchim, two havonois in how Rashi learned. Rav Gustman, Zechon Levocha, in the Kuntrasei Shiurim here, raises a basic question. Rav Gustman says, let us examine what would these Rishonim hold in a case of Soita Leboyel. So we're talking in the Rishonim over here, in the Sugi here, about Soita Lebala. The Gemara tells us in different Pekoimois that there is likewise also an Isur of Soita to the Boyel, the one that she was Mizana with, the Shah she was married to her husband, so that she's also Leboyel as well. And what's going to be the din if she does live with the Boyel? Is the Vlad Mamza according to Bekiva, will there be Tvisa Kedushin to the Boyel? So Rav Gustman says, if you look at Rashi Shita, so Rashi is based upon the fact that the Kedushin that she has with her original husband is not Poka, does not vanish when she becomes a Soita. If Gustman says, Beseder, that applies to Soita Labala, but it's totally irrelevant to the issue of Soita Leboyel, because the Boyel she was never married to in the first place. She was Mezana with the Boyel. Therefore, you don't have the Svara that the Kedushin wasn't Poka, and the Mela, according to the Pashtus of Rashi, it ought to follow that Rashi will hold that, in fact, there's no Tfisat Kedushin from that Soita to a Boyel if she wants to Mekadashim later, and there will be Vlad Mamzer. Tosfos says, Rav Gustman says, even if I go with Rav Shlomo Midrivash, who says, as on a knech, onto Rashi, according to his Havona in Rashi, and he learns that from this idea that the Kedushin isn't Poka with the Soita, there's a Gilui Milsa that Hu Adin, if he would divorce the Soita and want to take her back, there would still be Tvisas Kedushin, and so I wouldn't be a Mamzer. Even if you learn like Rav Shlomo Midrivash, his Pshat in Rashi, it's still a little foul that that's only Negea to Soita Labal and not to Soita Laboil, because Soita Labal Chazal has this starting point of the Drasha methodology. We have the fact that she was married to him and the Gushan wasn't Ponka. So what then? We learn from there the Vlad's not a Mamzer and the Vlad's not a Mamzer even if he divorces her, etc. That's not applicable altogether to the case of Soita Laboyle, who never was married and doesn't have that starting point. So it ought to follow, no matter how you learn over here, which Mahalach and Rashi still would say that Soita Laboyle doesn't have this, and therefore Soita Laboyle would have Vlad Mamzer. That's what ought to follow according to the various Mahalcho and Rashi, says Rav Gustman. Says Novos then, says Rav Gustman, the Emes says that Toysis and Yevamos on Daf Mem Tesamet Beis, with a similar sugya to this one, it seems over there that Toysis Beferish has a machloikus in 2 days in Toysis on this very question. On this exact shaila of what the din is of a Soitel Boyel, would there be Vlad Mamzer? And Toysis Mamish raises the question. In fact, Toysis couches it in the form of a specific kasha on the sugya here. Our Gemara over here, later on the Omud, tries to figure out in the Pasuk in Parshas Kiseitze, Kisihiyan ol ish shteinoshim, ha'achas ahuva v'ha'achas senua, and the Gemara works out that this refers to snua ben nisu eho, which means that the nisuin, the marriage that she has in it, is intrinsically hated by the Torah. It's disliked by the Torah because it's osir. And the halacha over there is that even though it's snua ben nisu eho, the Pasuk still uses the lashon of Kisihiyan ol ish, which shows us that there is havaya, that there is tvisat kedushin, and the Gemara matazich. The Gemara asks the question and goes through a shak of attire to figure out, according to Rabbi Kiva, who holds that there is no kedushin toifin and a chavi lavin, what Rabbi Kiva would do with the pasuk. When will he hold that the pasuk is applicable? That even though the nesuin was disliked by the Torah, presumably nesar, presumably with a lav, and still this tefisas kedushin. I think Gemara works on that. That's the hemshach hasugi here on our omid. Taisa's question in Masechta Yevamos is, why doesn't the Gemara just suggest maybe he's talking about a case of Soita Labala, which our Gemara itself says on the top of the Omer that even according to Bekiva, the Soita Labala will have Tfisas Kedushin, so therefore why can't that be the case of Kisihena? So there, Toysis answers that the Lashon of Snua, Ha'achas Snua, which is said in an absolute expression of Snua hated, is Mashma Snua Betchilas Nesuin, that it was disliked by the Torah right from the get-go, from the beginning of the Nesuin, not that it became disliked by the Torah in the mitten, in the middle of the Nesuin. So we're not talking about a Soita who was in Salabala in the middle of a Nesuin, and the Nesuin only became disliked from then on. However, Tosfos says, it's still Shver. Why don't we suggest, V'lokma b'Soita l'Boyel? Why don't we suggest that maybe the case of Sihiena is that the Soita married her Boyel? And Tosfos at that point is obviously assuming, he's obviously naming on, that Soita l'Boyel is similar to Soita l'Bal, and the Soita l'Boyel, there is Tfisas Kedushin, even though she obviously wasn't married to the boil, she was mezana with the boil. What happens if the husband divorces her? She marries the boil, and there is tefisas kedushin, the way Tosfos is understanding, and let the Gemara say, that's the case of kisihena ha'achasnua. That's Tosfos kasha. Now Tosfos says, two terutzim on the kasha. First Tosfos says, v'yesh loimer, it doesn't say kisihena l'boil. And Tosfos shows from the hemshach of our sugya that that's a valid question. It should have said kisihena l'boil if it was really that specific and that narrow, it was only applicable to a boil marrying his woman that he was mezana with, it would have said kisiyana l'boil, so it's mashma, it's not talking specifically about a boil. That's the first teret. Tosfos says a second teret, inami zok Tosfos, actually by a boil there will not be tfisas kedushin if a soita marries her boil subsequent to, after the original marriage. By a boil there won't be tfisas kedushin inami, because by boil loy ksiv havaya v'loy tafsi bo kedushin. By a boil it does not say havaya, and therefore there's no tfisas kedushin on a boil. By the case of the Soita herself, Tosfos Shita, as we said before, is that it says Havaya. It says Lihiois Loi Leisha Achere Asher Hu Tamor. So Lihiois Leisha, that's Soita Lebal, and that tells us there is Havaya, Lihiois Law. However, by Soita Leboil, there's no special pasuk of Havaya. It tells us there's kedushin, and Tosfos' second teretz says that there's no tfisas kedushin Soita Leboil. Zotar of Gustman, Mefurash and Tosfos over there, that there's two Shitois, 2 days in Tosfos, as to whether Soita Leboil has or does not have a tfisas kedushin. What is this machloikas toloi in, says Rav Gustman? What should it depend, what ought it to depend on? And we said before, and we went through the Drachim and Rashi, and it's mashma to us, that l'chayra, the svaras, pashtos, all the svaras that we have, are applicable to Soita, Lebal, Rashi's there, Tosfos there. Nobody has any indication, any reason to say that a Soita Leboil is tfisas kedushin. So where did the hanocha of Tosfos in his question, in his first teretz, come from, that there is tefisas kedushin by Soita Leboil, the same way there's tefisas kedushin by Soita Lebal? So Rav Guzman Rabin says that he believes that the machloikis in Toifis, the two terutzim of Toifis, depends upon a basic hakira that we have to declare about the yisoid hadin of soita leboil. Now we know that Chazal tell us in different makoimois that kashem sha'asura lebal kach asura leboil, right? That how the Gemara learns from Psukim in the parasha Saita that an issue with mezana al baal berotzain becomes aser to her original husband, that's asur lebal, and also kach asura leboil, she likewise becomes aser to the boil. Rav Gosman says there's a very basic question that we have to declare, a hakira. What's the pshat in this iser that's chal on the boil? Do we say that fundamentally the Sheresh HaIsser, the fundamental Isser that the Torah is matil of Soito LeBaalo, is Dafka on the Baal, and the reason is because she was Moyel BeBaal, and actually the Pasuk speaks of this idea, Moel Amal BeIsha, like the Pasuk speaks of in the beginning of the parasha over there in Nosoi, that she was unfaithful, there was a betrayal, Moel Amal of Me'ila to her husband, and Me'ila, she becomes also the husband. Of course, there was no Me'ila to the boil, so Me'ila, from that standpoint, BeShoreshoi, the Asoid HaDin, of Issel Baal is no reason why it should apply to the boil altogether. Nor was then this chal on that it's fated in the baal that because the bia of the boil created that she became also the baal. So therefore, machmas then because of that, that he generated an issel to the baal. As a result of that gufa, we say that she becomes also to the boil as well. So the pshat according to the first side of Rav Gosman is that the gzeras hakosev of also the boil is telling me that because she become also to Baila as a result of the boil, became a shame also to the husband, therefore likewise she also becomes also to the boil. It's a cause and effect. Because she became also to the boil, therefore she becomes also to the boil. It's on a second step on the rebound, therefore Mamela also also to the boil. Or, second side of Rav Gosman, maybe these are two independent halachos, both of which are intrinsic to the parasha Soita based on Psukim and Soita. One of them is that our issue is Mezana is also the boil, and the second then intrinsic to the parasha Soita, independent of the first, issue is Mezana is a sewer leboil, an independent halacha. The nafkemina, says Rav Gosman, between these two tzedakim is that if I go with the first halacha, that b'shoreshoi the whole din is to be also lebal, but there's a second step which gets triggered as a result, and meila, because you asked her to the baal, therefore she also gets also to the boil. If I learn like that, then we could say that it follows misvara that the iser on her boil cannot possibly be any more chomor than the iser on the baal, because it's only neveh, it's a toitzah, an outcome of the iser on the baal, and therefore logic tells me it's going to reflect the madrega of the iser on the baal and not be more chomor. Consequently, if I have droshos over here, Rashi, Toisis, I have indicators in the Torah that the soita lebaalo does have a tfitzas kedushin, and there is a tfitzas kedushin, and there isn't Vlad Mamzer, like we had. So if you have that in the Issa Soita Labal, then we would say the Mela automatically also likewise applies to the Issa of Soita Labal, simply because the Svara tells me that Soita Labal cannot possibly be more Chomor than Soita Labal, because it's a Toitza, an outcome of the Issa of Soita Labal. So it can't be more strict. The Mela, that is the Yesoid of the Mahalach and Toifis, in the first Derech of Toifis that goes over there, that holds that by Soita Labal we name on the Vlad Nana Mamzer, even though there's no special independent drasha to tell me this by Soita Leboil. Masha Eng came, the other side of Taisis held that Soita Leboil is an independent Isur. That's found in the Parasha Soita. It's independent of the Isur Soita Leboil. It's not considered to be an outcome or result of the Isur Soita Leboil. So then I need an independent examination, an independent drasha to tell me whether it is a special din, a special Gilei Hakra, that by Soita Leboil, even though it's a Chayvi Lavin and the Rebbe Kiva, there should be no Tfisas Kedushin and there should be Vlad Mamzer, is there some Gilei HaKro special that tells me Soita Leboil doesn't have these dinim and has Tfisas Kedushin and no Vlad Mamzer? And the answer is, like Tesis says in Yevamos, you don't have any special Gilei HaKro by Soita Leboil telling me this thing that that there's no Tfisas Kedushin and there's no Vlad Mamzer, that there's Tfisas Kedushin and no Vlad Mamzer, and Mela, you're going to end up with the side, the second side that holds that in fact the Vlad is a Mamzer by Soita Leboil. So if Gosman says these two terutzim, the halchem of Taisis, depends on this fundamental question of understanding the Isser of Soita Leboil, is it just an outcome of the Isser of Soita Lebal or an independent, separate halacha? Let us now go back to Tosfos' discussion of Rashi Shita here, and we said that Rashi holds that the way we know that Kedushin is Tosfos on a Soita Lebala is because of the fact that this Kedushin was not Poka to her original husband, and we know that even though she was mezana berotzen on her bow, the Kedushin did not vanish. Tosis says, and the Ikud Derech of Tosis over here, in his understanding of Rashi, that Rashi is going to hold that that is taka only applicable to a case where the Baal never divorced the Saita who was mezana, because if he had divorced her, then Rashi would taka hold A, that there's no Tfisas Kedushin, he can't get her back, and B, that if he'll be Baal Leho at that point, then the Vla will be a mamzer according to Rabbi Akiva. That's the Ikud Derech of Tosis, understanding Rashi, according to Tosis in Kedushin. Rabbi Dovid Pavarsky over here brings down Rabbi Akiva Eger in Yevamos, that Rabbi Akiva Eger in Yevamos writes that it's fairly evident that Tosis in Yevamos, who actually has a parallel Tosis to ours and discusses some of the same points as our Tosis, Tosis in Yevamos understood Rashi differently from the way that Tosis in Masechet Kedushin understood Rashi. Thus haste, that Tosis in Yevamos appears to have named on Bepshitus, according to Rashi, that just like Rashi tells us that if the Saita remained married to her husband and he never divorced her, that the Kedushin is not paka, the Kedushin doesn't vanish, and therefore who had in the Vlad is not a mamzer. The Tosis in Yevamos apparently understood in Rashi that Memela Rashi meant that likewise who had in, it's a given that even if he would divorce her, there would still be an ability to take her back, and also the Vlad would not be a mamzer. This is similar to the Shita of the Shlomo Midrivus in the Rashi over here, which Tosis over here, the primary Mahalach of Tosis is not like that. Tosis, the primary Mahalach in Rashi over here, is that Rashi understood it's only as long as the divorce didn't take place and the Baal didn't divorce his Saita wife. That's where we say Kedushin remains tofus. If he would divorce her, he couldn't get her back. However, Tosis in Yevamos is clearly mukach, says Rabbi Akiva Eger in Yevamos, mukach that he learned up in Rashi, that if that's true, if the Kedushin isn't paka with the Saita wife, then Meila who then it follows, that if he does divorce her, he can still get her back. Where do we see, what's Rabbi Akiva Eger's raya, that Tosis assumed that as a given in the Das Rashi in Masechet Yevamos. So Rabbi Akiva Eger's raya was from the fact that Tosfos asks in Masechet Yevamos a very basic kasha on Rashi, which is bechlal not asked on Rashi by Tosfos over here in Masechet Kedushin. Tosfos in Yevamos asks on Rashi, v'kosha l'ri, he asks, that according to Rashi Shita, that the raya, the mokar, that by Saita, this Tosfos Kedushin on the Saita, is the fact that Kedushin is not poka, it doesn't vanish if he remains married without divorcing her. So frek t'ri, why does the Gemara need a special Gilad Hakro Adrosha? By Nida to tell me that Utehi Nida so olov, that there is Tfisas Kedushin on a Nida. What do you need that for? Typically, that it's just as obvious that when a husband didn't divorce his Saita wife, that she remains married and Kedushin stays. It's equally obvious that a husband didn't divorce his Nida wife, and Kedushin remains. I mean, nobody's going to suggest, obviously, that every time an Isha becomes a Nida, that the Kedushin is automatically poka, and it vanishes each time she becomes a nido. Of course not. So therefore, Rashi's Savora that he said about a Saita, it should be equally applicable to a nido, and we should say likewise by a nido, that you see the Kedushin didn't vanish, it wasn't poka when the wife became a nido, so why did the Gemara need a Gilu Hakra, a Drosha, altogether to tell you by the case of nido, Utahi nido saw a love. And from there, Tosis refutes the Rashi and says that this fact, the Kedushin isn't poka, is no raya to a Tvisas Kedushin, is no raya that you could be Tovis Kedushin, that you could be Mekadosh a Nida, or even that you can Mekadosh a Soita. So that question is asked, the question from Nida is asked by Tosis in Yevamos on Rashi, is not asked by Tosis in Kedushin, by us on Rashi. What's the difference? Isn't it a basic question from the Sugya of Rabbi Akiva Eger? Why does Tosis not ask the Kasha over here in Kedushin? So the answer is a very basic point in Rabbi Akiva Eger. There it says, because our Tosis in his primary Derech and Rashi was going that the only extent of the law that Kedushin is Tofes on a Saita is only insofar that he never divorced and he remained married. But if he would divorce her, Tosis over here learns up in Rashi, he would not be able to take her back. There will be no Tfisas Kedushin Lefir Bekiva Eger, but Lefir Bekiva on a Saita once he divorces her. But there, on that Memela, the Gemara has a basic question. By Nida, we know that it's not so, and you couldn't Mekadosh a Nida, even if you're not married to her, you can Mekadosh a Nida. Hand the Kedushin is she Mekadoshes. Why? That you, then you don't even have by by a soita. It's only by a nida that you can mekadosh a nida. Of them, the Gemara had to bring a special pasuk with the he nida saw a law that the heba havaya, you could even marry her a menga havaya, make a kedushin b'shas when she is a nida. So that din is not even true according to Tosis Derech over here in Rashi. Then he gets a soita, and if she is a soita and he wants to take her back after divorcing her, he can't. So maybe there's a special pasuk by nida that you could marry a nida. Masha ain't king Tosis in Masechti Yevamos. Learned up in Rashi, that if I find that the condition isn't poka by a soita, then who had then that's automatically a giloy that he could even take her back. Because if it would have been poka, if she's an erva and there's no tefisa condition, let it be poka. If she's equivalent of an erva and there's no tefisa condition, so let it be poka as well. So therefore, the fact that it's not poka shows me that I could even make a havai, you could even marry her anew after you could be machzir soitosoi, according to Tosis' Epshat and Yevamos in the Das Rashi. That's why Tosis and Yevamos asked on Rashi that this kasha that he asked, that who had done by a nida, the Gemara should not bring nida posik of the hini dosa. We should just say that we know the condition isn't paka by a nida, and who had then be able to marry her. Since we give Eger makes a strong chesmen that there's a machloikas, different drachim and Tosis and the different sugyas as to what Rashi over here is just going on, the condition not being paka from a saita, or even saying that a male it's a gilei hakra, like Tosis holds in Yevamos in the Das Rashi, a gilei hakra, that you could even marry and take a soita anew. In fact, Bechonon Vassaman, the Kovet Sa'oris, is really Masbir, the Machloikis, in this Nekuda, between Rashi and Tosis in Yevamos. And Bechonon Vassaman says a sharif of he speaks it all out, he touches it up, that the shiloh over here between Rashi and Tosis, Zotav Bechonon, is whether an Erva or a Chayvi Lavender Bekiva, which is similar to an Erva according to Bekiva. And we know that these Shemois, the Shem Erva, the Shem Chayvi Lavender Bekiva, these are Seaboys to not have a Tfisat Kedushin. You know, Seaboys for an Eat Tfisat Kedushin. Are they also likewise Seaboys to Mafkia, an existing marriage and an existing Kedushin? Rashi held that any Shem Ervo, Lashem Natimoni, any Shem Chavi Lavin, Lir Bekiva, if it's a Seba of not Tfisat Kedushin, it's likewise a Seba for, of course, Tfisat Kedushin. And therefore, if I find, in fact, that by a Soyta Lamoshal, that the Kedushin is not Poka, so that shows you that it doesn't have the Shem Ervo, it doesn't have the Shem Mafkia Tfisat Kedushin, and Meiluhu Adin, that you'll be able to Makadish her anew. And that's why Tosis in Yevamos says on Rashi, the same should be true about a Nida. That I find by Nida that it's not Mafkia the Kedushin, so it shows you it's not a Mafkia, it's not an Eat Tfisat Kedushin, a Nida, and Meiluhu Adin she to marry the Nida. That's Rashi Shita. But Tosis held on the other hand, Zot Bechonon, that even an Erva, a Shem Erva, or even a Chavad Lavna Bekiva, even though these are Seaboys for an Eat Tfisat Kedushin, they're still not Seaboys for Hafkoas HaKedushin. Hafkoas HaKedushin is a different thing which would require much more. And the Meila, these Shemois, Erva and Vechulu, are not Seaboys for Hafkoas HaKedushin. So Meila, therefore, even if I find, Lamashal, that Anita is not Mafkir the Kedushin, if I find that a Soita Labalo is not Mafkir the Kedushin, good that I'm Mafkir the Kedushin, but that's simply because Erva is not Mafkir Kedushin. But it doesn't show me anything about the question of what happens if they were divorced and they got divorced or they're not married yet and you want to marry them while they're the Shem Nida and Vechulu. It doesn't show you altogether. Maybe they have a Shem Ervo, it's just that the Shem Ervo doesn't have a koyach to mafkia a existing kedushin according to Tosis' sheet. That's a Bechonon. The Ramban in Yevamos on Daf Memtes addresses Tosis Kasha on Rashi, Tosis in Yevamos' Kasha, from the case of Nida. Thus, the Ramban is trying to figure out Rashi's Shita, the way that Tosis in Yevamos learns and the way the Ramban in Yevamos learns. Rashi's Shita is that if I find by Soita that the Kedushin is not Poka when she's in Salbala, so who then if it's not Poka that shows you that she's not an Ervo or she's not a Keilu Ervo according to Bekiva, and therefore you could even marry her anew, you could even be Machzis Soitosa. So Frektoisis and the Ramban, why don't you say the same thing about Nida, that if you find that the Kedushin Nida isn't Poka, why isn't that sufficient to Megala to you that you can Mekadosh Nida, worth more Nida Pasik? The Ramban answers this question by saying that Nida is called a Shinoi HaChoyz LeBriyosa. In other words, Nida is a temporary matzav, it's a temporary status, it's part of the cycle of the Isha, and she becomes a Nida, and she becomes Ois Nida, and she becomes a Tahira once again, and it's a Shinoi, it's a Galgal HaChoyz, a Shinoi HaChoyz LeBriyosa, constantly reverting back to the original non-Nida status. And therefore, that kind of matzav
matzav of shina chaz lebriyasa is definitely not a mafkiyah tefisas kedushin. Thus, hey, the Ramban means even if I would conjecture that it would be impossible to mekadosh anida, and there wouldn't be tefisas kedushin anida, which in fact is mavur in the Gemara. That's what I would have said if not for the pasuk of tehinidasa alav. I would have said there's no tefisas kedushin on anida. But afal pikein, I still would have said that it's borer is a special wild card svara that kedushin anida is not Paka, when she becomes a nida, because for sure, a shinel hachoyz lebriyosai, like a blip on the monitor, it's just a blip, you know, and it goes right back to being the way it was, then being a nishkan nida. So therefore, the shinel hachoyz lebriyosai is definitely not a siba, definitely not a cause to mafkia an existing kedushin, which is why the Gemara did not make the connect the dots. But the case of nida, even according to Rashi, nida has a special svara, shinel hachoyz lebriyosai, why kedushin isn't paka of a nida, even if we would argue that perhaps you can't mekadosh a nida, which you wouldn't be able to, it's not for the special pasuk. That's Ramban. Ramban adds, by the way, that shinel chabriyosai, like nida, is a given, that it's not mafkir kedushin, because if you don't say that, lo yinachta bas la avroham avinu, yeshevas lifnei baal. That's the lashon Ramban. You never find any isha, but what are you going to say? Every single isha, she becomes a nida, and you're going to conjecture that kedushin is poka each and every single time she becomes a nida. It's not shayach for any isha to remain married ever to her husband, v'shum oifin, every month she, kedushin is poka. So therefore, Ramban says that it's really that nobody's going to suggest that the case of Nida is Mafkia the Kedushin, even if there's no Tzvi Kedushin on Nida, which will be true in the half a minute of the Gemara, if not for Tehini Dosa. I still would definitely say the Shinan Chaz Lebriyosai, the blip on the monitor type of problem like Nidus, is definitely not Mafkia a Tzvi Kedushin. That's Ramban's Mahalach. So in other words, Rashi is not Shver, because Rashi was talking about other cases like Saita. There I say that if her Kedushin isn't Poka, then who then you can marry her? But Nida is Bora, the Kedushin not being Poka doesn't show a thing, because it's Bora that there's a special for Kedushin need is not Poka. Rabbi Chanan, in the Kovetz Ha'oris, wants to utilize this Ramban to answer a different and slightly more complicated Kasha on Rashi. She says that the Ramban's Yesoid will be able to answer it very well. Rabbi Chanan points out that the Gemara, in Masechta Gittin Daf Pei Beis, brings in a very curious case of an Isha who's actually married to two brothers at the same time. The Gemara gives the case of Ruvain, that was Mekadosh on Isha, and he's Mekadosh, he speaks out, relative to all of the Anoshim in the world except for his brother Shimon. So no, she's not Mekudesh to Ruvain Klape with regard to the brother Shimon. Then Kidsha Shimon Stam. After that, Shimon goes ahead and he marries the Isha Stam. So since Ruvain's Kedushin was a Kedushin with a Shior, it left over a remnant in the Kedushin, and it left a Mokim, was Meniach Mokim for Shimon's Kedushin to the Toy face. So the Gemara is Mavur, actually married to both men at the same time. Why don't we say that the moment that Shimon is Mekadesh this Isha, and he was Mekadesh her Stam, so therefore his marriage is effective even legabe the original brother Ruvain. Kumtachoy said even though she's still married to Ruvain, she's actually also to Ruvain, Machmas, because of the Shem Eishes Ish that she had from Shimon. So in other words, this woman is married to Ruvain, but she can't be Bor on Ruvain, have a beer with Ruvain, because Shimon subsequently, there was room left for Shimon's marriage. He married her. It was a Kedushin Stam, so she's married to Shimon Bistama, Klapi, with regard to anybody in the world, including Ruvain. So Lachayr, she's an Erva of Eishes Ish now, Klapi Ruvain, and why don't you say that the marriage to Ruvain ought to be Paka, because Rashi Shita is, that's what we're saying over here, that Rashi Shita is that any Isha who becomes an Erva in the middle of the marriage, the Erva Be'etzim is a reason to mafkia the marriage. Taisa Shita is that becoming Erva in the middle of the marriage is not mafkia the marriage. Erva is a Siba to block a Tfisas Kedushin from the get-go, but not to mafkia a marriage that exists already. The Rashi Shita here is that becoming Erva in the middle of a marriage is going to be mafkia the whole marriage. So the Chayr over here, she was married to Reuven with a Shear, with a leftover. Then she married Shimon, and Shimon's marriage takes effect. Klapi the Velt, Klapi everyone, including Reuven. So now she's an Eishes Ish to Reuven, at the same time she's married to Reuven. Why isn't the marriage to Reuven Poka? It's not. The Gemara says she's married to both. According to the Ramban's Mahalach, according to Ramban's Yesoid, to be able to answer this question. Why? Because you can say the same teretz, it's Yesh Lo Takona. Just like a Nida, now it's not identical to Nida, but Nida is Shine Choyze Lebriyosa, like the Ramban says. That means it's a cycle. The truth of the matter is she has to go to the mikveh and be Tevelis. The cycle, the Nida, the flow has to stop, and she Tevelis, and then she's always Nida. Likewise, says Rabbi Chanan, the Eishes Ish status that she got from Shimon could be removed by means of getting a get from Shimon. So that's also Yeshua Takana. So Rashi Shita is going to be the way the Ramban sets it up, that a get becoming an erva in the middle of the marriage does have Bekoyach to mafkia, to remove the whole marriage, but not if it's Yeshua Takana, not if it's something which is reversible, removable. The Shem erva that you got in the middle was somehow reversible, removable. It doesn't have the Koyach to be so strong to mafkia the marriage. And just like that's true, the Ramban says it, Benegea to the case of Nidah, so too we're going to say Benegea to the case of Eishes Ish, because Eishes Ish is also removable by means of receiving a get. Later on the Amud, the Gemara brings in the member of Rabbi Simoi in the Braisa. Rabbi Simoi said, "Min hakoil hoya oisa Rabbi Akiva mamzer chutz me almana l'kohen gadol." In other words, Rabbi Akiva held that all chayvei lavin generate and create mamzerus, except for almana l'kohen gadol, which is really also a loisa say almana to a kohen gadol. However, that is a special case. Harei omro toira loy yichalel chilulin oisa ve'ein oisa mamzerus. So there's a special gilui hakra according to Rabbi Simoi that Rabbi Akiva used, which is that the Torah says, lo yikach v'lo yichalol, and therefore we say it generates vlad cholol, it does not generate vlad mamzer. So therefore the special pasuk that almano ken gadol, which is an issa kohuna, and therefore as we know the aside is that a bia of an issa kohuna generates vlad cholol, and doesn't generate vlad mamzer, which is a special gilui hakra, as explained by Rabbi Simoi in the Das of Rabbi Akiva. There's a big question discussed by Kama Gedolim, what will be the din of the Faker Tetzir? Thus haste, let's imagine a scenario of a Kohen who's born in Erva. He's born a Choysoi, for example, so he lives at the Erva, and over there the Vlad Grad is a Mamzer. The child will be a Mamzer in the case of a Kohen Baal Erva, right? That's for sure. Baal Erva, the Vlad Mamzer. The Shaila is now that the child is a mamzer, is it automatically assumed or understood as a given that the child is going to be mischalel mikadushas kohona as well? A couple of nafkaminas actually given by the Taz in Evan Ezesim and Zayin, where the Taz discusses the question, a couple of simple nafkaminas. Let's say you have a koyin is born in Erevon, is moiled the child who's a lechoyer, a koyin mamzer, lomazogan, a koyin mamzer. Is this koyin mamzer a lot of metamid lomaisim? We know that a koyin is not metamid lomaisim, is the koyin mamzer child a lot of metamid lomaisim? The question is the Kohen Mamzer going to be permitted to be Oichel Teruma? We know that a Cholol is not Oichel Teruma. A Chol is also able to metame the Mason. But this Kohen Mamzer, granted that he's a Mamzer, it's terrible he's a Mamzer, but perhaps he retains the Shem Kohen. He's not a Chol, as far as we know. What's the source that he's a Chol? He's a Mamzer. So since he's not a Chol, maybe we could say he's Oichel Teruma. Maybe we could say that, in fact, he would be mutter l'tamis l'meisim. In fact, the Taz suggests, although he's not machlut this din, he suggests, based upon the patas haloshin of the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Zayin, the Taz and Sifkot and Yedalad, that argues that there is a malkum to say that the Kohen, in fact, is not a chol, which is really a pretty amazing thing. In other words, I say, Samon l'ken godo is a special gil ha'kro, it's a suri kohona, a bias is a kohona, and the child's a cholol, and in fact loses the whole kedushas kohona because he's a chol. So he's metam l'meisim and doesn't eat truma. Mashenkin, if he's born an Erev, and the Vlad's a Mamzer. So the Taz Shita, the Taz suggests that it could be based on the Pasha Loshon Shulchan Aruch that the Vlad is a Koyhein Mamzer, and in fact, not the Schala from the Issachona, and perhaps is not Matam El Mason, and is allowed to eat Shuma. That the Taz suggests that it could be. However, there's Kama Gezoilim, it's brought down, that they really said, not like that, there's a Beferish Shuvas Harashba that actually says that it's actually Pashit, that he writes that in the answer to a Shoyl who raised this question, and the Rashba says it's very clear that a Kohen is born in Erva, the child definitely is Nischal from the Kedushas Kona. Why? So the Raja brings on this a mocker from a sugi in Chulun on the Mem Dalid, where the Gemara says that if a Kohen is bought on a Chayve Krisus, then even according to Rabbi Yeshua's Shita that's brought, that Rabbi Yeshua over there holds Ein Mamze Me Chayve Krisus, Rabbi Yeshua holds Mamze is only Chayve Mises Bezdin. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, Chayve Krisus is not sufficiently Chomor to generate Mamzeiris, but the child is definitely a pogum, the Gemara says, because it is a Kalva Choymer from Almona Le Kohen Godoil. If Almona Le Kohen Godoil is not such a Chomor to Keiser, and still generates Vlad Pogum, which means the kid's a Chol, and the kid loses the Kedushas Kona and candy Truman, etc. So certainly the Gemara says that if Kohen is going to be bought on a Chayvi Krisus, that the child will certainly be a Chol. The Kitzur, the Rajba brings then a clear Raya from the Gemara that we say that there's a Kalva Chayvi from a Mono Kohen Gadol to other cases of Chayvi Krisus, and in Mela, it's going to come out that anytime a Kohen lives with a Erva that generates Vav Mamzer, we surely will say that the child is Mischal. The Chonavasim and the Kovitz Ha'oras is Mem Mem Dalet writes that even though this Rashba seems to be saying something pretty straightforward, it's actually shver. And he says the emes is that l'choyer, the Rashba should have said a very, very basic din, which would have had enough gemina l'halacha. And that is, and instead of getting into this complicated raya from Masechti Vomasaf Mem Dalet, where the Gemara really does say it, no question, the Gemara does say that a Kohen living with an erva, Chayvi Krisus, is a kavachoymer from Monol Kohen Gadol, and the Vlad Zachol, and the Taka saying that over there in the Gemara. But Alpha Pikain, Rabbi Chanan says you should not have needed that. We should have said something very basic. We should have said that if the child is going to be a mamzer, and we know that the psul mamzeris is mafkiha kedushas kohol, in other words, that we know that a mamzer is lacking at the kedushas kohol, he's not bor b'kal Hashem, and he's missing at the kedusha of kohol, so it's a kal v'chomer madoch, a mamzer is missing at the kedushas kohol, kol shken that a mamzer is also lacking in the Kedushas Kuna. Kuna is a higher, more sensitive Kedusha. If Mamzer is missing Kedushas Chol, the child becoming a Mamzer, certainly the child becoming a Mamzer should remove from Kedushas Kuna and should automatically be included in the Mamzeris that he is a Chol. Why is that a better Svara, and why are we arguing we should have said this rather than coming on to the Sugya in Yevamos that the Rashba quotes? So the answer is, says Bechonon, because there's actually a very basic problem over here. And that is, the Bechonon brings kamarayos that a Levi Mamzer loses the whole Kedushas Leviya and doesn't get Meiser. Like, for example, let's say you have a simple case, a Levi was Baal Achoisoy and was Hoyled Bain. The Bain is, of course, a Mamzer, because he lived with Achoisoy in Erva, and therefore the Bain is a Mamzer. Now, is that Levi going to have a Shem Levi and Kedushas Leviya to be able to take Meiserois at the base of Goyen? It's set up, according to the Rashba, if you have to come onto the Dakastika Sugya in Masechti Yevamos, which is learning it out of a monolikoihen godoil, then you're not going to have any source for a regular case of a Levi to say that Vlad Mamzer is Mafkir the Shem Levi. So according to the Rashba, it ought to follow the Chayra that if a Levi is Baal Achoyse and Hoylet Ben Mamzer, the Levi retains the Shem Leviya ben Igeh to be able to take Maisreis. But really, says the Kovetz Horus, according to me, it really should follow that not so, because I'm saying it's a simple Kavachoy Mineu Bey. If being a mamzer is mafkia, even the kedushas kahal yisroel, then kol shkein it's mafkia from the kedushas kahuna and makes you a chol, the chal from kedushas kahuna. Or in my context of Levi, who are then it's mafkia from the kedushas leviya and make you an ois Levi and then not be able to take maestros. And my pshat l'chayah correct, says Rabbi Chanan, because he brings kamarayas, he brings a tesefta that says that if you have a bas Levi, ben mamzeres. In other words, a Levi lives with a mamzeres, and they're moiled a ben mamzer. So the halacha is that you don't give the ben meiser. A child of a Levi and a mamzeres does not get meiser. Likewise, the Bechonim brings down a sugya in Masechta Gittin that the Gemara talks about a person who a Levi who lives with a mamzeres, and the halacha is it's achle l'kedushas leviya. And Rashi over there brings down in Gittin that mok misrol koyri. That's what Rashi learns based on the sugya there that Levi only gets a leah like a yisrol. He doesn't get Aliyah like a Levi, and the more mechubad they can honor the place of a Levi and the kriyas atayah. So you see a number of rayas. Rabbi Chanan says that I'm correct that it doesn't require some kind of special limit from a kain gadol in order to demonstrate that if a kid is a mamzer and he's a mufka even a kedushas regular kedushas kohol and has also a kohol, so certainly he won't have a kedushas kuna, he'll be a kohol, or if he's a Levi, he won't have a kedushas levia. Like you see in these mekaymos, he doesn't get meiser, he doesn't get the aliyah in the place of a Levi. So how did the Rashba come on to this special give him a Sechti Yevamos, which is specific to Kayan, when we know that the Bechon, we have a number of rayas, like he brings down the Sefta, they weren't getting number of rayas, that even a Levi, who if the kids are Mamzer, then he's Paka from having the Koyach of a Levi, which the Rashba's Drosha and Din won't yield that. So how did the Rashba know this? How are you going to know this then, according to the Rashba, if he's a local Drosha for Manuel Kayan Gadol, if it's a Kayan, to tell you that if the Vlad is a Mamzer and has a Sibah to be a Mamzer, then who is in Vlad is a Pogum? How are you going to get that? How are you going to arrive at that din by a case of a Levi who lives in Ramzeres that child is not a Levi from Maisus and etc.? That's the kasha of Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan answers an interesting territory. He suggests that it could be that the Rashba is Machalik between two different cases of a Ben Levi who's a Mamzer. One case is with a Levi who lives in Ramzeres and a Mele child is a Mamzer. The other case is a Levi lives with an Erva and a Mele the Bias Erva generated that the child is a Mamzer. The difference is, Rabbi Chanan, that if a person is born on a Mamzeres and the reason that the child is a mamzer is because of the din of haleich achar psuloi, which the Gemara is in the middle of discussing in different mekaymos in the sugyas here. The din of haleich achar psuloi go by the more possible side of the parents, and the mother of a mamzer is, and therefore the child will be likewise a mamzer. In that scenario, zokt Rabbi Chanan, And since the Levi was born Mamzeres, and we go saying Loi Halecha Chapsuloi, come to Chayes that the child is Nesiaches Bos of the Aim, who's the more possible, she is Mamzeres, rather than being Nesiaches Bos of the Av. So we're making that choice of being Miyachas the child Bos of the Aim and not the Av, Mamzeres and not the Levi, and in Mele it's going to follow that the child does not have a Kedushas Levia to get Maisos and the like, because he's Nesiaches Achar Ho Aim because of Halecha Chapsuloi. So we're the determining din that tells me that the child of Mamzer is based on going Bosa the mother Mamzeres Halecha Absuloi. So there you go Bosa the mother and not the father, therefore you don't give the child a Shem Levi. Masha'in came in a different case where the Levi was born Erevo and the child of Mamzer. So then Mamzeres has nothing to do with Halecha Absuloi because Fakate, both of the parents were both kosher Be'etzem and neither was a Mamzer. So why is the child a Mamzer? There's a Naya din that a Bion Mamzeres generates a din of, I'm sorry, a Bion and Erevo generates a Choymer Ha'iser that makes the child into a Mamzer. That's the case that the Rashba held that the Bechonon, that by a Levi scenario, the child would blibe a Levi Mamzer, even though he's a Mamzer, since there's no din of a Lecha Hapsuloi, he's a Levi and a Mamzer at the same time, he'll be able to get Maisers, and it's no steerer to the Sugyas into Sefta and the Gemara and Gittin, because they're talking about where the mother one was Mamzeris, which is the case of the Sugyas over there into the Sefta and the Gemara and Gittin. That's where the Rashba had to come on to a special Mamachim. That was the case of the Shoyal that they asked him about a Kohen is born in Irvo in the child of Mamzer. There I need a special drosha by the Kohen that the Rashba identifies to tell me that by a Kohen, the child will definitely be Pogum Mikdushas Kono, definitely have a Chalolus, because of the fact that there was such a Choymer Ha'isser that the Kohen lives in Irvo, and that the Rashba demonstrates from the Sugya that you learned it out of a Kalva Choymer from Almano L'Kohen Godol. Later in the Sugya, later in the Omer, the Gemara brings down, based on the Mishnah, that a person that's ba on a Shifcha Knainis, the halacha is, number one, that there's no Tfisas Kedushin with the Shifcha Knainis, it's not possible to make a Kedushin, and two, a second in, that the Vlodo is Kamoisa, the child's an Eved or a Shifcha, just like her, you go back to the Shifcha rather than the male parent. So how do you know these dinim? So the Gemara says, as far as the din Shifcha Knainis, that there's no Tfisas Kedushin, that's based on Shvuloch and Poi Im HaChamir, Am Hadoim Elachamir, that's the Shvochois, that the Avodim and Shvochois have considered to be a nation which is Doim Elachamir, like Chamir, and there's no Tfisas Kedushin. That's step one. How do you know Vlodo Kamoisa? So the Gemara brings in another drasha, Ha'isha Viladeha Tihia Ladoinel. All of those are by a bo on a Shifcha Knainis. The Gemara then, next, on the Omid Beis, goes on and asks a separate question, a separate set of questions. Somebody's bo on a Nochris. So again, the two questions. Number one, how do you know that there's no Tfisas Kedushin on a Nochris? The Gemara brings a special pasuk on Loisa Schatein Bom. And then the Gemara says, how do you know Vlada Kamoisa? And the Gemara brings a whole broad drasha from Kiyosir, the Loiki Sosir. So, Rabbi Chaim Brisker makes a basic point about the Hemshech of the Shaka V'Tarya here, and he points out that it's clear that the set of drashos that the Gemara utilized for Shifcha Knainis will not be usable for the case of Nochris, which is why that the Gemara needs a separate drasha for the Nochris. Thus says, by the case of Shifcha Knainis, the Gemara says, how do you know there's no Kedushin Tois on Shifcha Knainis? And an answer is because of Amadom Elachamir. Clearly, the Gemara could not have used the Amadom Elachamir then to tell me there's no Kedushin on the Nochris, because you see the Gemara needs a separate drasha from Leis Eschantein. The reason is Pashit, says Reb Chaim, because the din of Amadam al-Chamoyer only applies to Avodim and Shvachos, and Bechlal does not apply. There is no din of Amadam al-Chamoyer on Goyim. Amadam al-Chamoyer is specific to Avodim and Shvachos and is not gezokt on Goyim. That's why the Rosh al-Chamoyer, which tells me there's no Tfiz Kedushin on a Shivcha, cannot be used for a Goy, because Amadam al-Chamoyer doesn't apply to a Goy. Reb Chaim says the emes is that's clear. It's not much a clear thing. The Gemara in the sixth parak of Yevamos says that a Shivcha doesn't have any yachas. Avodim and Shvachos have no chayas, they have no family lineage, and that's also based upon the same drasha of Am Hadoim Elachamir. And yet we find Reb Chaim says it's absolutely clear that a goy does have chayas. Goyim do have yachas. He brings a sugi in Kedushin Daf Yudzayin that a goy is Yoyreish, his father on the derisa level. He brings a sugi in Yevamos Daf Samach Beis, where the Gemara gets into, according to Waman the Omar, a person has bonim b'giyuso, in other words, that he has children while he's a goy, and then he converts and he is misgayer. So according to Waman Domet Gemara, he's not mechuyev to have more children. He was yoytze puruvu already b'giyusoy when he was a goy. Again, this is because the children who were born b'giyusoy when he was a goy are mesyaches after the father. So Chayim said these are all clear rayas, and it's a clear yesoid that Amadam el Chamoy is gezokt only by Avodim and Shvachos and not gezokt by goyim. And in Yaneinu over here, we have the same thing. The Gemara is using Amadam el Chamoy to tell me there's no Tfisas Kedushin when you live with a Shivcha and Kedush Makadash a Shivcha. However, later by a Goy, we need a Sempid Rosha I tell you that there's no Tfis Kedushin with a goy, because the drosh of a shifcha of Amadam el Chamoyim is not applicable to a goy, because a goy does not have this label of being Dom el Chamoyim. Reb Chaim uses the Yesoid to answer a big kasha on Arshitas HaRambam, which will explain somewhat Bekitzer. The Gemara in Gittin Daf Mem says that somebody who writes a shtar to his shifcha knainis, he writes on the shtar, Tzi'i boy v'hiskachi boy, go out with this and be miskadeshes to me with this shtar, and he gives it to her. So Reb Meir's shita is that loshin, those four words, Tzi'i boy v'hiskachi boy, implies that he's making two separate chaloisin with the same shtar. One is that it's a shtar shichrur, and two is it's a shtar kedushin. So therefore, she's mishuchreres, freed, umakudeshes, and married to him. Because, you know, as a shifcha, she's not mekudeshes to him. But since he gave her one shtar which has two implications and two chaloisin, so she was freed with the shtar, and automatically at the same time also married him with the shtar, Tzi'i boy v'hiskachi boy, and Meir would hold that the condition is chal. That's what the Gemara says over there. Tosfos and the Rishonim over there matzuch on a big question. The question they ask is that the Gemara says in Yevamos that in order to properly be meshachrer or neveder a shivcha, they have to go through a second tevila b'shas to shichrer. And Pashtus, Tosfos says, and other Rishonim learn this way, that that's because every geir and every eved k'naini, every shivcha k'nainis and every eved k'naini are only partially Jewish, as Zoyt Zogin, only somewhat Jewish. They're not completely. Didn't completely go through a yadus, completely through a geirus process. So the gemar geirus take place b'shas teshichra. So you need a meila, a second tevila, in order to effectuate the gemar geirus. That's the place it takes out of the gemara in Yevamos. Some learn that the gemara in Yevamos is the rabbanon. The book of Yosef holds this way. The whole tevila is the rabbanon. But Tosfos is absolutely not like that. Tosfos and other rishonim learn it's mamash teraisa, and you need the gemar geirus to take place. You do the tevila b'shas teshichra, and then she's fully Jewish. Tosfos says, according to that, how do you have, according to Meir, that the shtar, which is a shichur and a kedushin at the same time, is going to effectuate the freedom? So now she's not a shifcha, she's a free person. And Memela also a kedushin, because now you can marry her. So you mekadosh her with that. L'chor, you're still lacking the tevila, which is going to effectuate the gemar of the geirus, like Tosfos. And therefore, you don't have the tevila, so she still has the din shifcha l'gabe that you can't marry her. No tevila kedushin, because she never went through a complete gemar, a complete of the Geirus, because he never had this final Tevila. That's Tosis Kasha. Of them, and for Tosis, you could say in Ukimta, Tosis says that the case was that Kairam that he handed her the Shtar Shechur, she had already gone through a Tevila Shem Shechur, and Tosis Shita is, that's what Reb Chaim points out, that Tosis holds that you could do the Seder of Tevila first, and then receiving the Shtar Shechur second. So Tosis gets around the problem, and she had a Tevila earlier, Shtar Shechur later, she's fully 100% Jewish and free, and Meila, therefore, is a Tfisas Kedushin, and that's why the Hiskachi boy of the Kstar is going to be a Shtar Kedushin that will be Chal to marry her. Reb Chaim Brisker asked that L'Choira, Tosfos Kasha is going to be very shver on the Rambam, and the Rambam will not have any Teretz, L'Choira. Because Reb Chaim says, first of all, it's absolutely clear in the Lashonis of Rambam that the Rambam writes, Mamashi writes, that every Evet Kanaini or every Shivcha is only a Miktsas Geiris. They go through a Tevila and a Mila B'Shas when they become an Evet, B'Shas become a Shivcha, they go through a Tevila, but then that's a process of a geirus, which is only a mixas geirus. They're partly Jewish. For example, the eved, if he's a male, is only chayav and mitzvah. It's like an isha. That's now women, of course, for shteitzach Jewish women are fully Jewish. But the eved, who's a male, the reason why he is only chayav and mixas mitzvahs, in the Rambam says, is because he only went through a mixas of a geirus, and he's not fully Jewish, and that's why eved k'naini only chayav and mixas mitzvahs. Reb Chaim says the Rambam is also very, very stark mvur and meduyik that he held that when you do the second tevila, which the Rambam's mavur over there, that's the gemara of the geirus. Rambam says that the second tevila is the gemara geirus, which is mamash mavur. It's the raisa, and it's absolutely a gemara of the geirus. That's the completer of the geirus. Reb Chaim says the Rambam's mavur that has to take place after the shtar shichur is given. After you gave the shtar shichur, only then are you going to be able to do the second tevila, which will be going with the geirus. So Reb Chaim, the Rambam will have no teretz to taste his kasha. How is he going to answer it? Why is it that according to a mayor, you give it a shtar, you say tzi boy, v'eskachi boy, and it's a freedom, and it's also a kedushin. L'chayra granted that he freed her, but the gemar geirus, the completion of the Jewishness, is only chal when you do a second tevila afterwards, according to Rambam. You can't do it earlier, you have to do it afterwards, and that's a din deraisa lefi the Rambam, that you only become goyim the Jewishness, the geiris. If the second tefillah, and it wasn't the second tefillah yet, so why is the hiskachi boy, why is the tefis kedushin, according to Reb Meir, how is it I'm going to learn this tefis kedushin here, if l'chayr you never goyim the Jewishness, and it's still l'chayr somewhat of a shivcha, then it gets that the geiris was never completed. That's where Reb Chaim's big kasha. And with Reb Chaim of them, a very sharp teretz based upon his diuk and the shak of Atayah of our Gemara that we spoke of before. Reb Chaim said like this: En Echanami Zokter it's Takam Mevur in the Rambam that the original geiris of an Evet Knaini or Shifach Knainis is only a mitzvah of a geiris, and the final tevila is necessary when they become free. You do a final tevila after getting the Mashtash Shichur, and the final tevila is what's going with the geiris and makes them a complete geir. The dance ben geiris that Reb Chaim to certain dinim, like for example the fact that an Evet Knaini, even as a male, as a zohar, he still is only chayav a mitzvah like an isha, and the reason is because they're only partially Jewish. And granted, of course, that women are fully Jewish and they're chayav in certain mitzvahs potter from others, like Zman Groma. Eved is potter from Gevissa mitzvah, the mitzvah Zman Groma, etc. He's potter because he's only mitzvahs Jewish. That's true. Zot Reb Chaim, so benegea to being mechayav him in all the mitzvahs, you would have to go through a second tevila, which is the Gemara of the Geiris. That's Emes. Zot Reb Chaim, of benegea to the din of Itvises Kedushim. The Kedushim is not Tevs and the Shivcha. Zot Reb Chaim, let's be misboining very carefully. What's the reason why Kedushin is not Toifis on a Shifra Knainis? Is it because she's not fully Jewish? Is that the reason, Zot Reb Chaim? Because she only Geiris with only a Mikzas and she's not fully Jewish? That's actually not the reason, Zokter. Because the Gemara, you look at this Gemara over here very carefully, and now it's Sugin Kedushin. Benegeya to a Goy, the Gemara has one reason this Mishnah is not Toifis, because Lois is Chatein and etc. And Benegeya to a Shifra, the Gemara has a whole different reason, because a Shifra is an Am Hadoyme Lachamoyer. So Reb Chaim maintes, kum techoy, said Reb Chaim, the reason why a Shifcha is no tefisa kedushin on her is not because she isn't fully Jewish, because Am Adoyme Lachamoyer has nothing to do with being non-Jewish. V'haraya, a goy doesn't have Am Adoyme Lachamoyer, like we said earlier, like we proved earlier. A goy is not called the Am Adoyme Lachamoyer, only a Shifcha is called the Am Adoyme Lachamoyer. Kum techoy, that the not tefisa kedushin on a Shifcha Knainis is not a product of not being fully Jewish. It's true that a Shifcha isn't fully Jewish, only partially Jewish, but out then we would say she's Jewish enough and she does have a Tfisas Kedushin. The only reason that a Shifcha doesn't have a Tfisas Kedushin is because of a new Anaya Din, a Din Chodosh that's Chal on her of Amadam Elachamir, which is not a Shem that you have by a Goya, not a Shem that you have by a Gid. It's a unique Shem to a Shifcha Knainis and an Evan that they're labeled at Amadam Elachamir. V'bal, Dr. B'chaim, that the eat Tfisas Kedushin of Shifcha Knainis is a Toitzor, it's a product of this new special label of Shifcha Knainis, which is unique to Shifcha Knainis and doesn't apply to a goy or a Jew, the label of Amadam Elachamir. So kum techoyis, the moment that you free her and you hand her a shtar shichur, so naniach that she's still not fully Jewish according to Rambam, and she'll see teveles, but at least the shem shivcha is going to be poka, the label of a shivcha goes off, and therefore the label of Amadam Elachamir goes off. She's not fully Jewish, that's true, but akopana, the label of Amadam Elachamir went off, that not being fully Jewish is lamal of the maid, because even a goy doesn't have Amadam Elachamir. Only a unique person who has a shem shivcha bepoil, that's the person who's called an Amadam Elachamir. So the Shtar Shirchur takes off the Shem Shivchus, and therefore she's not an Amadam Elachamir anymore. And the Mela comes out of our Gemara, Kedushin Daf Samach Ches Reb Chaim, that you will have a Tfisas Kedushin at that point, even if you're not fully Jewish. Because it's Meduyik in our Gemara that the not being fully Jewish by a Shivchus is not Nishkin Seber, is not a cause to not have Tfisas Kedushin. The cause to not have Tfisas Kedushin by a Shivchus is the label of a Shivchus of an Amadam Elachamir. You give her the Shtar Shirchur, she's not an Amadam Elachamir. So the Meir Kedushin is Toyface, and that's why the Meir holds. He says, Tziba Vizgachi, when he hands it a star. So now she's free, and now she's not a Shivcha, even if she's not fully Jewish yet until the Tvila, Afal Pikain. Still, the fact that she has the Mitzvah Geiris upon her and she's not a Shivcha, that is sufficient. And now she's no longer Amadam Elachamir, sufficient that there is Tvisa Kedushin, and that's how the Ram will learn up the Gemara that you handed a star, Tziba Vizgachi, and there'll be Tvisa Kedushin, the Kedushin will be Chal, according to Reb Meir.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.